This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catizone. A lot to get into Illini football-wise, so we'll get right into it with the front page. On Friday night, Illinois took a heartbreaking loss to Maryland, 20-17 the final. There were a lot of encouraging signs about this football game, a lot of reasons that made you think Illinois was going to win, but I'm going to take it back to one play and one play only that I think turn the whole momentum of the game around. Fourth and one in Maryland territory, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Illinois decided to punt. They were up 17-10 at the time, and Maryland scored 10 unanswered in the final 5 minutes and beat Illinois. That fourth and one call, how do you not go for that?
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's going to take away from that game. I was fortunate enough not to watch that game. I was at Wrigley Field enjoying a Grateful Dead concert instead. It was, to me, it's he came in, what did he say? He was going to, post-game, Brett said, we came in wanting to win that game, that we weren't going to play conservative, but he did the absolutely most conservative
thing. That is the conservative move.
Right. If you're truly confident in your defense to win that game, I think you go for it anyways, right? Because the idea is that you feel confident enough to stop them on four downs if you give up the field position. But instead, you give them that great field position.
It shows what punting does is it shows that you don't trust your offense or your defense.
Right.
Like, you have to, not only do you not think your offense can get one freaking yard with a 6'6" quarterback that all he has to do is lay down and you have a first down, you don't think that you could get enough push with your offensive line to get 3 feet. You can't get 3 feet. And you don't think that your defense can stop a team from going 60 yards, so you need them to stop them from going 90 yards. And guess what? They couldn't do that either. So, I don't know. That move is going to be what this game comes down to, what this game is remembered as. But aside from that, there were a lot of positives in this football game. Obviously, I don't think Brandon Peters was one of them. He struggled completing the football. Missed a few open targets. Obviously, after Illinois got the turnover, they gave it right back with a very errant throw over Luke Ford's head. But defensively, aside from those last two drives, I was really impressed with this unit. I thought they got called out a little bit. We need our defense to be better. They really showed up. That Maryland offense is nothing to joke about, and Illinois held them to 10 points for 55 of the minutes. So I was proud of that defense.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up 400-plus yards.
Yeah, that's
not great. But they played lovey ball. They forced turnovers, and you know, they looked better because of that. But they gave up a lot of yards, I felt like. So this is a high octane offense. I guess that was going to happen. The goal of that game was to slow them down enough or to make sure that they don't score enough points where your offense could beat them. And I think in that way, yeah, I think the defense was successful.
Yeah,
leave them with 17 points, that's pretty good. You should win that game.
I was just going to say, if you are told before the game that Maryland is only going to score 20, I think you like your chances to win that game, right?
Yeah, you do. And because the Maryland defense wasn't great. But, I mean, offensively, and I'm with you. I think Ryan Walters being down on the field is probably a big game changer.
Yeah.
I think him play calling from the field will be the norm from now on. I think we'll see improvements on defense. But the offense looked so bad, man.
They did. I mean,
Brandon Peters was,
in his defense,
terrible.
Yeah, he was. He was bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. If you want to play some excuses, it was his first full game in the new offense, first time running a 2-minute drill, first time trailing, first time leading. He didn't get to do any of that. He got hurt on the second drive of the year. And then in the second drive of the year in his first game with this new offense. So if you're going to play excuses, he's still getting acclimated to the personnel, to the play calling, all of that. But when you drop back to pass, it doesn't matter what play you called, you have to make throws. and he didn't do it on Friday night.
Yeah. And to me, you know, the offense was bad. They got it. They got to get the weapons out.
The offensive line, like, I'm going to call them out. For as good as they are, as good as these guys are, preseason All-Americans, and these guys will probably get drafted, blah, blah, blah. They've been terrible.
Yeah, they've been bad. I think they don't know the system. I don't think that they're used to this.
That's a major issue then.
Right,
it is. And that's what we talked about the defense last week. How does the offense and the defense not know the system?
I know.
Like, it can't be that foreign or complicated where you can't learn it over an offseason. Like,
right,
we've seen so many other teams do it. Why can't we?
We forget who their coach was before this. It was Lovie Smith. I mean, it was
complicated.
You would
think Lovie was running a more complicated stuff from the NFL, but it's really not.
It was much simpler. And he was focused on doing all the right things on the field and running a basic defense, which got chopped up. But to me, too, I just feel like the end of the game, what I came down was Brett does not trust the personnel he's got.
It proved.
That's
you don't
it.
Trust your team
he
to
thinks,
get 1 yard.
He thinks they stink, and he's...
But he's
and,
right.
And
that's
he's
the
right,
issue.
Right.
He's right.
I mean, who's the most... Like, here's two. Who's been, like, probably the most exciting players this season?
Josh McCray,
freshman.
Who he recruited.
Calvin Hart Jr.
That's a Brett guy.
Calvin Hart Jr., Brett guy. Brett guy. He was really good and then got injured.
Blake Hayes.
No, Blake Hayes has been bad. Art Sikowski
was
decent.
No, he's been good except for one game.
Oh, Blake Hayes, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Blake Hayes has been
awesome.
No, Blake Hayes has been good. He's been really good.
Yeah. He's costing me money.
Yeah. He's run the wallet up. I'm talking to him on Tuesday.
I think it's up to 120.
Really?
Yeah.
It's McCray, it's Isaiah Williams, who had the switch to position.
Brett's call.
Who else? There was one other guy I wanted to do.
Ford, Barker?
Like, Art Sikowski hasn't been that bad. Like, I mean,
he's
essentially won us the Nebraska game.
Yeah.
Maybe lost us that Virginia
UTSA game.
And UTSA game, yeah, a little bit. But, like, at least, like...
We weren't going to beat Virginia with Drew Brees as our quarterback.
Right. He's been the better quarterback between the two of them.
Yeah.
Right? So, to me, it's like... Brett trusts his personnel, and he's going to stick with them, and we're going to have serious rebuilding pains.
We're going to have serious rebuilding pains because 25 people on this team are super seniors. And then we've got seniors. So that's two classes where the people that are going to be gone next year. And I don't know. Jake Hansen's been great. He had a real good game.
Yeah, he was good.
He had a bad game against Virginia. I wanted to see him play better, and he did. Pass rush was also better. I told you Illinois will keep this close, potentially get a chance to win if they run the ball, put pressure on Tualia. And they did do that. Josh McCray had a great game. Chase Brown got bottled up a few times but also had a few big gains. And the pressure was solid. Keith Randolph was back, I'm pretty sure. Or no, they hope to get him back this week. Rod Perry was good. Johnny Newton was good. Gay was good. So there's definitely some things to build off of. Obviously, there's still some rebuilding that needs to be done. But as it stands right now, Illinois 1-3 on the season, not where you want to be.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed this, but Tony Adams was benched.
Yeah, for Tez Nicholson. And Tez Nicholson played great. Yeah.
Yes, he played
Seth
another
Coleman,
guy.
Great.
Right, those
he
were
played
guys.
Great.
And Keith Randolph will be back.
We'll be back this week, yes.
So that's good, too.
Same with Josh McCray and Chase Brown. They both got hurt. They'll both be back.
Those switch-ups, like, to me, it's like...
That's what we did sophomore year with Tony Adams, and right. He gets the game-sealing pick against Wisconsin.
Right.
You just got to shuffle those guys around a little bit, motivate them,
yeah.
Move them around. They could get, you know, it's a little monotonous doing that.
I've always thought, and I've said this, I feel like, multiple times with Tony Adams. I don't think he's a corner. I think he's a safety. He was recruited as a safety.
I don't think Sidney's a safety. He's been bad.
Sidney's been bad as well. I think move Tony Adams to safety and take Sidney Brown out.
Make Sidney the nickelback.
There you go. Yes, Sidney's a nickelback would be, or even that like star position, the linebacker.
Yeah, that extra
linebacker
safety
right.
combo guy.
I put him at that spot.
Prefer that.
Bad.
Yeah, and now they go for their first conference road game.
Purdue.
Both Pat and I will be there. We're going to be in West Lafayette on Saturday. So will Illinois, obviously. They're playing Purdue at 2:30. 11.5-point dogs when I saw it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be closer than 11 points. But Purdue played Notre Dame pretty tough over the weekend. They're a pretty good football team.
I I was going to text you about this, but now we'll be in Indiana. You going to bet the Illini?
Oh, I'd be allowed to, right?
Yep.
Where would we go?
Well, we'd be in Indiana, so you could bet Illinois sports.
Yeah, but what book?
Oh, DK. That's what I'm doing.
Oh,
DK
I'm not on that. I'm on Rivers, Illinois, oh, so Rivers. I'd have to stay. Oh, dang it.
That's a bummer
for Maybe I'll rip that on yours.
There you go. put it all on me. But yeah. Going to Purdue, man. This will be a game, like a defining season game.
It has to be, right? If you lose this one, I mean, what's the point? And Charlotte, if you win this one, it's like, oh, maybe we'll be 3-3.
Purdue and Northwestern at the bottom of the barrel with us this year, which is kind of nice.
And Purdue's a better team than Northwestern, I think. And I don't know. The fact that they use two quarterbacks regularly is weird.
Yeah.
They don't have a starter. Well, they have a starter and they have a backup, but they both play a lot, which is weird, and it's hard to game plan for. That's what Brat said on Monday. He's like, they got two quarterbacks that they trust. You know, they put the backup in with 7 minutes to go down a touchdown against Notre Dame. So they have trust in those two pieces. David Bell, is that the receiver?
He's out. He's done.
I was just going to say, I knew Bell was out. Concussion protocol, he's not playing. Huge boost for us because he probably would have 250 yards.
The secondary will not get torn up.
So he probably would have set some sort of Purdue record for most receiving yards in a game. But we don't have to worry about that. They got two quarterbacks, no number one target. That's a good thing for Illinois.
Yeah.
So I think there's recipe there for a win. I think it's similar to last week. No matter who's playing quarterback, pressure them. Should be easier to do with Keith Randolph back. And then offensively, pound the run. Josh McCray's going to have his first 100-yard game.
There you go.
Book that. And
throw that in the sportsbook.
And Chase Brown is going to have a good game as well. You need both of that. And I keep talking about it. They've got two tight ends that have been talked about going to the NFL. Freaking use them. How do both guys have zero catches in that game? Or no, maybe Luke Ford had one. No, he didn't. It got thrown way over his head.
Use them. Use the weapons. We said that in the recap.
We talked about it last week. How the defense might not have any guys. The offense has guys. Use the guys. Your quarterback probably isn't a guy, but he can get a football to a guy.
Yeah.
Isaiah's a guy. Luke's a guy.
Wide open.
Barker's a guy.
They could scheme this to where they get guys wide open. We saw that in the Nebraska game.
Hand the ball off to Isaiah.
Yeah.
Let him play quarterback. I don't care. Get that guy the football.
He should almost touch the football like at least every set of downs.
Every set of downs. And then you should run the ball, get Isaiah the ball, and get a tight end the ball. Mm-hmm. First, second, third down. There's no way you don't get a first down there.
Yeah. I defensively, Purdue's weak. I think this is a huge toss-up game.
Bet the over. Both defenses are terrible.
Jack Plummer, man. I cannot stand him.
So it's Plummer and McConnell?
Yeah.
Okay.
McConnell's younger. Plummer's back. He's a good quarterback. I think if he was injured last year, then Alex had to come in. And Alex used to be a walk-on. I'm sure he's on scholarship now. But
his quarterback, I'm sure.
Yeah. The guy who started like 7 games for Purdue last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Plummer's an excellent quarterback. He hasn't thrown an interception this year. He's it's a little bit of scheming error by Brom, which is not like him to have bad scheming errors. But without Bell, I think defensively, create pressure, get one of those guys moving, and make them mistakes. Alex O'Connell is a guy, in my opinion, who's not a good quarterback. I'm shocked that they've used him this much this year. He's a guy you can force to make errors. And Jack Plummer, I think, plays a pretty clean game. Picking him off is pretty hard. But if you get pressure on him, try and force a fumble. I think that's your move. But don't give up another 400-yard game.
Yeah.
Stick to 300 or 250,
It's going to be an ugly Big Ten game. Probably. Yeah,
there's going to be probably 5 punts to start.
Yeah. And okay, here's my question for you. Purdue offense, David Bell out, their best target for sure. I'm pretty sure their running back is also hurt. Or is that – I think so. So who's their guy on offense? Who does Illinois need to look out for?
Is he injured? King Doru? He's a giant.
No, not that guy. I think they had a running back hurt at the beginning of the year.
He's good.
So that's who to look out for.
Yeah, he's good.
So they're going to try to run the ball. And play action, which should be what we do too. So, again, ugly Big Ten football game.
He's a, like, ground and pounder. He's really fun to watch.
All right. A little Derrick Henry action on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. But they got Jackson Anthrop as well. He's pretty good. He's like a he's similar frame to Rondell Moore, 5'11" slot guy, kind of.
Okay.
He's pretty good, but I King Doru, he's awesome. I've talked about him with some guys, some friends who go to Purdue. So, yeah, I don't know. For this game, score prediction, what do you think?
Well, I think Illinois could win this game. I think they need to win this game, so I'm going to pick Illinois to win this game. I said ugly Big Ten football game, blah, 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 blah. Illinois, 31. No, there's no way they scored 31 points. Back up. Illinois, 27. Purdue, 23. And Illinois rides a touchdown from Josh McCray, a touchdown from Chase Brown, a touchdown from Brandon Peters to Luke Ford, and two field goals to a win.
All right, I'm going to go with Illinois 21, Purdue 30. I think Illinois covers the spread.
Lock.
So I'm locking that in when I get – right when I cross the border, we're pulling over Anthony. And I'm going to put – no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just lock it in.
I'm excited to go this game, by the way. It'll be fun to cover a game
Big
away.
Big J Journal,
I've never covered a
Me
game
neither,
away.
And I'm looking forward to it. I want to do at least one football and one basketball. We already talked about basketball. We got to get to Assembly Hall.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. Maybe we could tape one of these on the way home.
There we go. We could do a live. Man, what a bad – I don't know. I just think that I just think this has been a bad season. This will be a bad game.
It kind of – you kind of knew it was going to be.
I think Illinois will cover the spread in garbage time. It's kind of what I'm feeling. Like.
Okay.
I think it's going to be way worse, but I think Illinois will...
It won't look as bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all my right. guess.
You are 2-2, and I'm 1-3 this year?
Yeah, I had us losing to Maryland. I had us losing to Nebraska, losing to UT. If I predict us to lose every game...
No, you're 0-4. No.
I had Nebraska.
You had them losing to Nebraska.
I did? Are you sure?
I think so. And I had them beating.
Okay, so that's one loss. And then
I was 1-0.
Losing to UTSA. I'm winning against UTSA. So I'm 0-2. And then I had losing
Virginia
and losing Maryland. So I'm 2-2.
2-2. I think I also had them losing to Virginia. So yeah. I'm 2-2 also.
Yeah.
Okay. But there I had them beating Maryland last week though.
Oh, so you're 1-3.
But I got Nebraska right, and I had them losing to Virginia. Yeah, no, I'm 2-2. I'm 2-2.
There you go.
Okay,
you go.
Interesting. All right.
2-2 is here.
Those are our standings. We'll see who breaks into first place after this game against Purdue, and we'll also see if Illinois can get their second win of the year in West Lafayette on Saturday. But for now, thank you guys all for listening to Aussie Talk. We'll talk to you guys soon. ILL.
I-N-I.